Happy Day After Christmas.
Oh, for fuck's... Oh, God. Oh, no.
Not gonna lie.
Oh, fuck!
Didn't shut the heater off.
Fuck, 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 fuck!
Better hurry, this is all getting left in. Hold the plug. That guy's dead.
That guy's fucking... Yeah, just fucking... The only way to get that guy to totally shut up is to unplug him every time. Otherwise, the blower keeps running.
Oh, I know. We tried this. We've been through this.
Yeah, we've been through this. Not gonna lie. Felt really good to go back to work today.
Yeah.
Like, really good to go back to work today.
Kinda did.
Like, and I don't... Like, in retrospect, it was, like, only a three-day weekend.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, for me, it was. You took Friday off.
I did take Friday off.
You took Friday off. For me, it was only, like, a three-day weekend. But, like, I don't know if it's just, like, the fact that, like, during the holidays, you have so much going on, so it feels like so much longer. You know what I mean?
It did. It felt like a very long weekend.
It felt like a very long weekend. Like, I think, like, it felt like 4 days to me.
Oh.
And I'm like, ugh. Yeah. It felt really good to go back to work today. How did you spend Christmas?
Got up in the morning. Wife and I opened gifts.
Mm.
Went to my parents about 9:30. You know, had some brekkie.
Yeah.
We had a quiche with some biscuits and gravy.
Do I not know what a quiche is?
It's like, I had like potatoes on the bottom.
Mm-hmm.
And then, like, eggs, and I think Mom put ham or Smokies in it.
Okay. Oh.
And then, like, some cheese and stuff. Like, okay. You know, like a bake, kind of, like a...
Put cheese on the top of it?
Yeah.
Yeah. That sounds really good, not gonna lie.
Oh, it was delicious.
I would fucking love to eat one of those.
So we had some quiche, some cinnamon rolls.
Mm-hmm.
Had a good spread, hung out there till, like, 11. Noon. Hung out there till, like, noon. Came home. Put a ham on the smoker just to warm it up. It was already cooked.
Okay,
put it on the smoker just to warm it up and get a little smoke from it. To take to my wife's family Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
Went over there, ate lunch, went rabbit hunting.
Oh, okay. Did you get any rabbits?
Yeah.
Yeah?
I killed it too good.
What do you mean you killed it too? Oh, no. Did you get it at way too close of a range and just blow it up, like...
Yeah.
Did you, like, body shot it from, like, 10 feet away or something?
10 is generous.
10 is generous?
With a 12 gauge.
Yeah.
No, it was probably 10. I was trying to shoot in the head. I'm like, I'll pop its head, whatever. Not to be morbid or anything, but...
Well...
It'll go to sleep pretty quick.
I think most of our following knows how, like, rabbit hunting works.
I would hope so.
I would, yeah, most of them,
like,
at least.
My brother-in-law was on the other side. We were walking a fence row, and he was trying to flush them, and I was trying to shoot them. And I seen one, like, laying in some brush, and I was like, hey, man. I waved him off. I'm like, I'm going to blast this thing. He goes, well, shoot in the head. I'm like, well, yeah. Pull my shotgun up, and I beat its head. Pull the trigger, and I fucking hit it.
You fucking got it.
It had to have turned at the last second. Had to have.
And so you
because like, the side that I blew in half wasn't the side that was facing me. So, you know, I felt kind of like a piece of shit over that one, but...
Well, he was dead fast.
Oh, yeah, he was dead. I didn't get to use the meat because I spilled the guts all over it, but...
Oh, my God. Did you do anything Christmas Eve?
We went to my in-laws.
Oh, okay. So you're at your wife's... Well...
Well, we went to the farm Christmas
okay.
Day yesterday.
Okay. So
Christmas
did, like...
Eve was at the in-laws. We went to a church at 1 o'clock.
Uh-huh.
Went to Christmas Eve. Went to a Christmas Eve service and did all that. And went home for a little bit and hung out.
So you, did, like, your small, like, close family Christmas Eve. And then you did the big family.
Yeah, I did the big thing on...
On Christmas Day.
Yep, that was... Pretty much it.
All right.
Came home last night, hung out for a little while.
Mm.
What did you do?
Well, did my dad's What day was...
The one you explicitly got told not to bring camels to?
Yeah. Yeah, I got explicitly told I wasn't allowed to bring camel cigarettes to the fucking... Which, there's a backstory to that I'll share real quick. So, my dad's family Christmas, like, which was... Sunday was Christmas Eve. Am I backwards?
No, you're right.
No, yeah,
you're right, because we Saturday. Went to Walmart's Friday.
Yeah, we went to Walmart Friday. So Saturday, this is how it went. Which, I mean, I'll get to the backstory here in a second. I woke up, dad's house, everybody was supposed to be there at 10:30 or whatever. We did, like just with my dad and my blood brothers, mm-hmm. And my dad's girlfriend and her kids did family Christmas there.
I forgot Jimmy had a girlfriend.
Jimmy has a girlfriend.
I forgot about this development.
So she brought her two kids, which was the first time I had met them, which is no problem. It was just like, and I didn't know that they were coming. So I was just there and I was like,
who are you?
Who are you?
Why are you mad?
So I was like, hey, nice to meet you, I guess. Blah, 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 sort of deal. That makes me sound like an asshole. But we did Christmas there with my dad, my brothers, and whatever. And then we went to, at 1 o'clock, was my big family Christmas on my dad's side. So grandma, grandpa, mm-hmm. my aunts and uncles, and my cousins and stuff like that, and my dad's side of the family, the Millers, went there and did that. Recent development, but quick little fun story about my family. I don't know if I've ever told you this about my family,
right.
But I have this aunt, and she is when I say notoriously late, I mean notoriously late for literally everything.
Oh, so my wife's entire family.
Okay, yeah. See, like it doesn't matter. Like we did
half of the family events are me bitching that nobody can show up on time.
That is just this one aunt. The other aunt is kind of bad about it. The other aunt is really good about being there. Like, sometimes she beats us there, and we're normally, like, 10 to 15 minutes early sort of deal. Like, and that's just how we are. Like, on time is late.
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
What? Sunday, Christmas Eve, went to Lauren's parents.
Yeah.
And her parents went to a later Christmas Eve service, because my church has, like, 5 Christmas Eve services.
Yeah.
They went to a later one. And they said, oh, everyone come over at 7. That's when we'll eat.
Okay. Whatever. Did it make sense for that time to even work?
Bah!
Bah?
Nah.
What was it like?
We got there almost late. Like, we were there at, like, 6:50, 6:55.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah, no, her parents weren't even home yet.
Or were they piddle-farting around at church? What time did they get there? Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Here's the problem. Every time there's a podcast part, typically we're talking or something.
That one was just there. That might actually be the first one that's just
silent.
There.
Yeah. That guy popped his head in the door, said hey, and left.
But anyway, I don't know. They showed up like sometime after 7, I think. And which, of course, no one else showed up until like 7:30 anyway.
Yeah.
So anytime my wife tells me a time for an event for her family,
you
I'll
say,
go, oh, so, and then I'll name an hour later than the time she actually just told me.
Yeah.
Because that's how it.
Oh, and that's how this aunt is. I mean, like, we did for a while tell her about 30 to 45 minutes different of a time.
Yeah.
Just so she would actually be on time. Somehow she was still late.
Well, it's yesterday. We were supposed to eat between... We were told between 1 and 2. We got there at like 1:30, 1:20.
Sure, you're not too... You're not,
with the ham. Yeah.
Okay.
I don't think we ate until like 2:30.
Oh my God, come on.
Yeah, no.
What'd you do, throw the ham in the oven to keep it warm?
Yep.
Yeah, had to.
Yeah, I don't like her parents. I don't think she showed up until...
Almost 2?
After Christ. 2? But okay, anyways...
Yeah, sorry.
Well, we suck at doing this anyways. We'll do this back and forth all night. But fucking... The thing that I don't know if I've ever told you about, you know, this aunt being late all the time. We actually, like, take bets. And we have put money on this before. Like...
How late she is?
Yeah. So what'll happen is we'll get, like, everybody there. And she's always the last one. So, like, somehow in years past. Like, we've been, like, when I say we've been doing this for years, we have been doing this for years. Pretty much everybody would be there. You know, I'd be missing 2-3 people or whatever other than that family. And one of me or my brothers or my dad or somebody will go, all right, what time does everybody have? And a piece of paper gets pulled out and a pen. And I'll chime off like, I got 1:15, 1:15. And Donovan will go, 1:17. And we just start writing these times down with names and stuff like that.
Me showing up to a funk family function or a function at all.
Uh-huh.
With a piece of paper betting on what time I would show up
because
I'm going to be late would be enough for me to never be late to anything again.
But
she don't give a shit.
No. She did not find out about this until this year. We thought that she knew about it.
She knows now.
We thought that she knew about
mortified.
It.
Mortified.
She like was
now. See, now I'm interested for the next family
event. Yeah, I am too. We got to wait for Easter now. Fucking, we should. Like, she shows up and whatever, and she like finds this piece of paper sitting on the counter, and she's like, what is this? And she's like, why did Logan have 125? And Donovan said 120, and I was like, to be honest with you, Aunt Diane, we've been taking bets on you for like the past, like, I think we've
like
been
doing eon.
Yeah, I think we've been doing this for close to a decade. And she never knew about it. She's like, I have never been this late. And we're like, no, don't you
that
start
is
that
bullshit.
Shit.
Yeah.
Don't you start that. She was over an hour late one time to a family get together because she has these fucking rolls. They're great rolls. They're homemade rolls that she makes from scratch. And
but they're never on time.
They're never on time. So that's why deadass, we have a rule with the fucking time thing. It's the time that the bread rolls walk through the door. And the reasoning for that is because that time she was over an hour late, she made these fucking bread rolls,
yeah,
preemptively, and burned them in the oven. And so she just said, screw it, and remade them all the way from scratch and baked them again, and then showed up. It was like, you know what? Just show up without them. We would have been fine with that. Really? We would have been fine
without them. It's not the end of the world. I'd rather eat on time. Like, when someone says, hey, be here at this time, we're eating at this time.
Mm, yeah.
If I'm not sitting down with my plate of food
at this time,
I'm fucking mad.
Mm.
It could be 3 minutes after. I'm mad.
Yeah. Yeah, I think we said grace at family Thanksgiving with the Miller side this year at like, one, you were supposed to be there at 1, like 1:35, 1:37.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Yeah. That's when everybody was finally there.
You should be saying grace at 1.
Yeah.
And your fat ass should be in that line by like 101. Like 102 minimum. Depends on who's saying grace. Sometimes you get the long ones.
Yeah. Grandma get a long one.
102 minimum.
God. Yeah, no. That's a legit thing we've been doing for close to a decade. Oh, but the camels.
Yeah.
This is what this all leads to. And we've been, grab me one, would you please?
Root and boot to the candles.
Root and boot to the camels. So.
Who's this fella?
He's an IPA.
Just the right amount of bite.
Give him a shot.
I'm going to see what this fella's talking about.
If you don't like him, I'll drink him.
Okay, I'll take it.
So, we do white. We've been doing White Elephant for a long time with the Miller side of my family, simply because there's so many cousins and stuff, it just makes it easier.
Yeah,
And we used to draw names when we were kids, and, you know, the aunts and uncles would converse between each other, what to get, blah, 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 blah. Well, White Elephant's just easier. So you show up with something themed. The past years, it's been, like the year before this, so 2023. So 2022 is, like, made in our hometown.
Okay.
2021 was something brown. 2020 was something. I don't remember what 2020 was.
Can't say that.
No, there was a lot of liquor at 20. Okay, now, were you going to talk about shitting in a bag or something?
No.
You're just going to talk about shitting in a bag.
No, I wasn't, actually.
What were you going to talk about then?
Bringing something brown.
Liquor?
No.
I don't want to know where you're going with this, because it's probably going to get us canceled. Anyways.
Top 5 things that would get us canceled.
Yeah, anyways, this year was animal themed. So you showed up with something animal themed. Like, it had to be animal themed. Shut up, I can almost hear it. I can almost hear you saying it. And I'm not going to say what it is.
Don't take me to Walmart when I'm drunk.
Yeah.
It's an experience.
So we had this family group text, and my dad was like checking in with everybody, being like, hey, this time, and do this, and make sure you're blah, 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 blah. Cool. Oh, do you like the IPA? Does it got a bite to it?
Got a little bitter.
It is a little bitter. It's a bitter IPA. For those that are wondering what Dakota's drinking, he's drinking a Dragonfly IPA right now.
By Upland.
Yeah, by Upland.
Is this what it's going to turn into? Oh, we're drinking...
No, we're not doing
craft.
That. Other than that, we're drinking Miller Lite.
Purple Mosquito beer.
Shut the fuck up. But everybody was like going around. I had totally forgot about the White Elephant thing. And I messaged in this group thing. Because sometimes my dad, for whatever reason, like will like just go out and do it all. Do it for everybody.
Fair.
I was like, whatever, cool.
Good Jimmy move.
Good Jimmy move. Because sometimes I forget and whatever. And I was like, oh, shit. Was this something I was supposed to do? Like, I was supposed to grab something?
Right.
He's like, yeah, you know, grab this. This is the circumstances. You know, $25. And he's like, just don't bring a pack of Camels. And I was like, fuck. But we did discuss possibly grabbing a pack of candy cigarettes and putting the Camel logo on it.
That was
something we discussed.
Was discussed.
But, in a long-winded way, that's what I did Saturday. Christmas Eve was spent, I did some, like, final shopping Christmas Eve that I couldn't get to because I was so busy with the kids the couple weeks before.
Yeah.
Like, I couldn't get to the north side of town and shit like that.
Yeah, Logan's a dad now.
Yeah, I'm not a dad anymore. We've talked about this the past two podcasts a little bit. I'm not a dad anymore. You know, I did the
babysitting. Speaking of not being a dad anymore, apparently someone called dispatch today. Someone called 911 today.
Okay.
And said they had just murdered their children in their apartment.
Oh! What? Wow?
I don't think we ever found them. I think they were on a psych trip.
Like a psychedelic trip?
No, I mean, it's like a psychiatric patient thing.
Oh. I thought you meant like...
Yeah, he's like, I just killed my kids! And then he wouldn't give up his location, so we just kept pinging his phone and looking for it.
Never did find the guy?
Well, apparently not. I don't know. PD may have found him, but...
I was going to say, did you guys send anybody out there looking? Or, like, I just didn't know.
Oh, yeah. We sent a battalion chief, two ambulances.
Okay.
A couple rigs. Like, we sent a pretty good...
Is that full alarm?
No.
Okay. I didn't know.
Full alarms, two buses, a truck, and, like, four or five engines in both battalions.
Jesus
it's most
Christ.
Of the department.
Yeah, I was going to say, that sounds like most of the department.
Anyway, sorry, I mean to cut you off. I'm all over the place today.
That's fine. It's still going to...
Oh, why does that guy keep getting moved?
Well,
he should have slipped... Why was the table moved? That's what I want to talk about.
Oh, because Cooter was working today, and so he was sweeping up, you know, doing Cooter things.
I thought it looked awfully clean over here.
It is awfully clean.
Figured it couldn't have been us, because we're pieces of shit.
Yeah. Hold on, I got some change in my pocket. Let's see if this will do it. Oh, almost, maybe.
Oh, I am dissatisfied with that answer.
You got a dime?
Nope.
Listen, I got close, all right? Hold on, wait, what if we try this? Hold on, we're arguing with the table again.
He's about to get it. Oh, this is the most rigged one yet. Are you shitting me? The Miller Lite can?
Hold on, and now we're going to shim it with a quarter.
Oh, my goodness. You know, this may be the best one yet.
It's the most sturdy one yet. Oh. See? It's
that
perfect.
That guy lives there.
Yeah. We're leaving that guy there. Anyways, I did some final Christmas shopping Christmas Eve morning just because I couldn't get to the north side of town for so long. Then hung out with my girlfriend for a little while. Do you like that beer or not? I can't tell. He keeps making a face after he takes another swig of it.
You're committed, man. I'm
he's
like
committed.
Through it. I'm
he's
not
gonna
just gonna
finish
fucking
it.
Delete it and be done.
I'm out with my girlfriend late afternoon, and then we went to her mom's family Christmas.
Uh huh.
Which that started at 6, and we got home about 12:30.
We'll have that.
And her family just drinks the whole time, pretty much.
Mm-hmm.
And just fucking obliterated beers the entire night.
Something else worth mentioning. Every Christmas or family event or anything on my wife's side is a totally sober experience.
Yeah, that's
Which, not to sound like a drunk or an alky, but that's just something, you know, I know a lot of people get to
get through the Christmas holidays.
Shenanigans by just, you know, deleting beers with their family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't get that luxury.
Both of my, well, how the fuck do I put this? Like, my mom and my dad.
Yeah.
Both of those sides of the family, I have to do that totally sober. Especially dad's side of the family. It might be like, what the, like.
The last time we did some of your mom's, we were pretty damn drunk.
What are you?
I don't remember why we were at your mom's.
Was that the time
we moved the grain bin
and I got that splinter underneath my fingernail?
Yeah.
And we got paid in. So my sister thought that she had to buy the alcohol to pay.
Yeah,
us
we
with.
Got like two cases of beer apiece out of it.
Yeah, and my mom also did the same thing.
Yeah, but we were back there at the house for something.
We went back there
to eat pizza.
Yeah, to eat pizza after we were done, which we got to that farm to tear down that grain bin at like 8:30 in the morning or something like that.
That's when I burned myself this summer. That was fucked.
Yeah, that's when you burned yourself, and I think we finally got back to the house at like 1:32. And ate pizza. And
oh, I think it was 3:34.
Was it?
Yeah, because we were making pretty good progress, and then it kind of slowed down. Yeah, it was a little later than that, I think.
Yeah. My hand was numb by the end of that day.
Oh, sucked.
Because
I would never do that again in that heat.
Nah, not in that. I don't think I would do it in that heat. I would do it again, but not like.
No, that heat was ass.
Yeah, that heat was ass.
It was one of those. It was like 8:30 in the morning,
mm-hmm.
and as soon as we stepped outside, we were sweating.
Yeah, it was pretty
like
bad.
I had a cutoff on and shorts.
Yeah,
from like I don't know 7 o'clock that morning, and I was yeah, warm when I walked out at 7.
We were fucking cooking.
Yeah.
Fucking was that Labor Day weekend? No, that was some weekend. That was some extended weekend. And I think the reason I think it was some extended weekend is because we did that on a Saturday. And then the next day we were at Nate and Lane's grandpa's place. And we were drinking.
Yeah, you're right.
And I think we had that Monday off.
Yeah, I think you're right.
It wasn't Labor Day, though, because it was too early in the year for Labor Day, because that's in September. It was too
Memorial
early.
Day.
Was it Memorial Day?
I think so.
Was it Memorial Day weekend? Because we were drinking Sunday because we knew we didn't have to work Monday.
Something like that.
I think that's what it was. I think. Regardless, the only reason I remember that is because I remember sitting on Lane's uncle's trailer still fucking with my fucking splinter underneath my nail, which I eventually said, screw it, and I just let the nail grow out and push the splinter out, which was fucking that hurt for so long.
Oh, yeah, that was bad.
I mean, For folks that, I mean, if you're going to cringe at this, I'm sorry. I mean, we're talking about a splinter that went from the tip of my fingernail all the way through
my
nail.
Yeah, you could see it all the way back.
You could see it all the way back, and it probably went like a whole centimeter past like the back of my nail. It hurt bad for a long time.
Yeah, that was a good one.
That was a fucking good one.
I'm not sure how we got off on this tangent, but yeah, here we are talking about anything and everything.
Anything and everything. We'll get back to the point here in a second. The reason my hand was numb, though, that day is because, do you remember,
the main thing I remember about that day is Super Roofer Amish Man.
That guy was such a dickhead.
Dude,
like,
fuck that guy.
I just dealt with that dude, but he's kind of a fucking cock.
And I know you knew, but he was getting under my skin.
I know. But if you've never taken down a grain bin, or at least the style of grain bin that we took down, which I don't know if there's a specific name for, it was an old chore time. Grain bin. Like an old chore time grain bin.
Fun fact.
Huh.
For people that may be listening and farming. If you have chore time bins, they are made down the road.
Yeah. About
5 minutes.
Yeah, it might be long. Maybe. You got traffic. 10 minutes.
Fuck traffic.
Okay, if the apocalypse happened right now and I didn't have to stop at that damn stoplight and I drove straight there at 60 mile an hour, yeah, that's probably 5 minutes. The road that we gotta go on to get there has fucking grandma that's going to the goddamn fucking diner on the corner at that intersection to get fucking lunch with Aunt Sue and Uncle Pat.
Remember that time we said we were gonna get up every Saturday and go down there?
Yeah, that's not happening.
We should do that.
I
actually enjoy it.
We had you on the outside with an impact Yep. And me on the inside with a wrench.
Yeah, they're bolted together, by
they're
the way.
They're bolted together top to bottom like a fuck
like
ton
bolted,
of bolts.
Not like threaded holes, bolted.
Mm-hmm. And we would... I would bang my wrist or yep. my palm against the fucking grain bin. And that meant that my wrench was on the nut and Dakota would run it out. And I would drop that nut into the fucking bucket and he would get on the next one. Yep. And we had like a fucking...
We had a system.
We had a system going.
Everyone else was there, and there was a ton of people there.
There was a ton of people
and
there.
And everyone else was like, ready, and,
yeah,
and we're like,
bang, bang.
Making laps around this bin. Dude.
Yeah. we're like, bang, bang, impact.
What?
Down, bang, bang, impact. What? Down. Bang, yeah, bang. It was fucking, we were
so perfect.
I think there was like, if I were to recall correctly, to do the work that you and I did, it took three people to do. Because you and I could work half a grain bin by the time three people could do the other half.
Oh, I have no doubt.
I think that's how that went. How do we... Where was I going with this?
Yeah.
Where the fuck was I going with this?
I don't know. We were talking about Christmas, and then we talked about getting drunk at your mom's house.
That's why.
You know, we're really... Are we talking about anything here, or are we just going to sit here and talk?
We're good. I think I did want to start with a Christmas recap, which you kind of got us on, like right. Well, I kind of got us. Anyway, so the reason we got to where we got is because you talked about doing every Christmas experience sober, and then I talked about. See, I talked over that one, which is what normally happens. We talked. God fuck. We talked about doing every Christmas experience sober, and then you were like, well, the last time we were both, like, you and I both
oh,
were
yeah,
at my
no,
mom's.
Yeah, 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 yeah. We've been all over the fucking...
Dude, the fucking track record of this podcast.
See, the best part is you can't call this one a total train wreck or all over the road.
What do I call it, then? What are you looking for?
Something to call it.
A shot up stop sign.
Yeah, that'll draw people in. We'll be like, oh, we're gonna hear him ripping down a stop sign on Christmas. No, you're not.
No, you're not.
Nope.
Surprise.
Welcome to a shot up stop sign. This is it.
Yeah, this is the shot up stop sign episode. We don't even whatever. I mean, whatever.
You know, I can tell we haven't seen each other in like
days.
Days because we're all fucking like. What about this thing? What about that thing? You want to talk about this?
This is what happens when Dakota and I don't see each other for a while. As we go, we don't like. We actually don't like. What you've listened to is what happens. Like, even without this recording, This would have happened. We would not have finished a part of a conversation before moving on to some other part of a conversation, and then like
that is something. Yeah, you guys probably don't actually realize this, but we. And when we've touched on this before quite a few times, a lot of times when we sit down, we don't have any idea what we're going to do.
No.
We just kind of do it.
We just do
it. Like, we might have something we're going to talk about, but we kind of do it.
Yeah, we have, like when you and I sit down, it's the most vague version of an outline.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
But, like, this conversation that we've had for the last almost 30 minutes now.
This would have happened regardless.
Would have literally happened with or without this phone sitting in front of us.
Yeah. The only thing different about this phone sitting in front of us is I know you guys want to hear a different part of a story or continue a story, so we come back to it.
Yeah.
If it wasn't for this phone,
we would be so far gone by now.
We would be so far gone by now.
We wouldn't be in the same fucking country.
No.
Ow.
Idiot.
Pick the phone up.
What?
table's going.
No, it's
remember
not.
What I... No, I
no.
said this. I said this.
What?
The next time this table fucks with me, I'm breaking the legs
I'm
off
not
of
picking
it.
The phone
and
up.
You're going to hold
I'm
the phone.
The phone
then
up.
I'll set it in your lap. Because this table dies today.
It's not dying today.
We can talk to that guy about fixing him.
Actually, you know what? I will. Do you need to pick that up?
No, it'll be all right.
Hold on. Please hold for one moment. We're going to employ that guy behind you once you do this.
Well, we still don't have a permanent option.
We'll fix that guy when we're done.
Are we going to fix that guy?
With self-tappers, yeah.
I don't know. You know, I'm taking second thoughts. This guy has history.
You guys just heard what happened, right? He wanted to murder the table.
Well, you know, I've come to my senses. This guy and I do have history. But the next time that I touch this table... and I can talk him into taking my phone instantly, it's over.
Oh, God. For God fucking... Oh, my God. Where was that going?
Where was what going?
What were we just talking about before we talked about you murdering the table?
I don't know. I want to go home.
Too bad. You're sitting here now. So, I went to my girlfriend's family Christmas on Christmas Eve. We just spent, like, the past 10, 15 minutes talking about nothing. Which is where we came from the get-go, is talking about if this phone wasn't sitting here, we wouldn't be coming back to stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. Like, we would, yeah, we would have been in a totally different country by now. Like, as far as a map goes and where this would have started, we would have been... Oh, we would have halfway circled the globe.
You know, speaking of circling the globe, I'm going to bring something up.
Okay.
I'm going to give a shout-out to a couple of our day one guys.
Okay.
There's a couple of guys that work with my mom that look forward to this shit.
Really?
Yeah. Like, they got genuinely, like, upset when we quit doing it for a little bit.
Oh, my God.
So, I don't remember your guys' names, but if you're one of those people that works with my mom and you're listening to this, look at her, make your fist into a ball, and shake it.
No. No. That is an inside joke. And only, like, it's like maybe a dozen people. Maybe a dozen
Not
people.
Not even a dozen people.
I don't
people,
think
dude.
It's even a dozen people know what
it's
that
like
means.
Four of us.
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's... Me, you, your mom, Nate. I'm not sure my girlfriend knows what it means when I take my fist in a ball and shake it.
Anyway, if you're one of the guys that's one of our day ones that keeps listening to this, and you work with my mom, just do it. Make your ball into a fist.
Shake it at her. Make sure you have to make eye contact with her while you do it, though.
Yeah, no, you do. But if you do it the wrong way, like, you're going to hit her, I'm going to break your legs.
Yeah.
So.
Like, take it next to your temple. Like,
you damn kids!
Yeah, like, you damn kids. That's not what it means, though. I'm not telling you what it means, but just do it.
Mom knows what it means.
Mom knows what it means. Yeah, because this fucking guy, his mom and I are on the local fair board together, and he didn't know that we were both in a meeting together at the same time one time. Actually, my girlfriend was there with me at the time.
Oh, I knew you were there.
Oh, you knew I was there?
Oh, yeah.
Oh. I thought you didn't know.
Mom texts me and goes, oh, Logan's here. He's over sitting over here. Last month, it was like, man, Logan's surrounded by ladies.
It what? Oh, yeah, because I was sitting at that Christmas. It was the Christmas
uh-huh.
party. It was the Christmas
party. Don't worry,
party.
Buddy, I got the download on what the fuck he's doing.
For reference, I was sitting with a bunch of women over the age of 45.
What the problem is.
There's not a problem, but you make it sound like I was, like, sitting with a bunch of women, and it was all older women that have been on the board for, like, at least 15 years.
I'm not having another one.
And they're all like, you're not? They're all like, oh, it's fucking Jill's kid. Oh, and you come up and you fucking pinch my cheeks like you fucking, I'm like, God fucking damn it. Every goddamn time with this shit.
So anyway, you went to your girlfriend's.
Oh, my girlfriend's mom's house!
We should really probably stay on some kind of track for a little bit.
Went to my girlfriend's mom's house for Christmas Eve. Got fucking all banged up and shit like that and carried on. Actually, I was not really that banged up. I mean, it was like 14 beers in 6 hours or something like that, I think is what we figured it out to being. If that's even the right number of beers in that fridge, I don't fucking
know. Yeah, you decided 14.
I decided 14. I drank 14 beers, whatever, regardless of how many beers I drank. I drank a decent amount of beer. Woke up the next morning. My girlfriend went to her dad's and hung out with him and her brother and did Christmas morning with her dad. And then we got together and went to my mom's. Hung out with mom from like noon to like 4:30, 5 o'clock, and did Christmas there.
Yeah.
Shit like that. Then went back and ate dinner, watched some movies, cleaned up some shit, went to bed, woke up, I went to work, now we're here.
Woo!
that's what I did for Christmas. What did you get for Christmas?
You got a new Pearl Snap?
You got a new Pearl Snap?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Got
okay.
a new pair of Wranglers?
New pair of Wranglers. Huh? Fancy.
Got a new pair of Dickies shop pants.
Okay.
Because, you know, mine are awfully beat.
Yours are awfully beat. How many pairs of those do you own?
One.
One?
I don't really? Remember what happened. I think I busted the zipper on a couple of them or some shit.
Okay, and just never rebought them.
Yeah, because Culp bought them all for me to begin with.
Oh, okay. That was nice of him.
Yeah, oh, yeah. He took care of me, man. He really took care of me.
Yeah.
Got a Nutcracker.
Which you took a picture of and tagged me in.
That was the one Mom got me.
Oh, was it?
I got two Nutcrackers.
Oh, you got two Nutcrackers.
Yeah.
Okay. Continue.
No, I love Nutcrackers.
I've never had an interest.
That's the thing. I think I have one for almost every year I've been alive.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh, no shit.
Yeah, it's a thing.
Oh, I didn't know
that. My grandma, so when my brother was born, I think, if I remember right, my grandma started buying it for my brother, and then I was born, she started doing it.
And then okay.
Grandma passed away, obviously, and then Mom picked it up, and
mm-hmm.
then, I mean, there's a couple years I don't have, but...
Yeah. Oh, did I ever tell you about our tractors me and my brothers have?
Mm-mm.
Once again, getting off on whatever, but...
I'm gonna go kick that guy's ass.
Yeah, you can suck his dick, I don't care.
I don't suck dick.
Anyways... When me and my two younger brothers were born, my blood brothers.
Yeah.
My grandfather on my mom's side, my grandpa Stutzman, Bobby Cash, for anybody that knows who Bobby Cash is.
Oh, Bobby Cash.
Bought all three of us pedal tractors when we were born.
Oh, yeah.
Like, cool, like, he bought them brand new that year, like, pedal tractors. And so me and my brothers all have pedal tractors, and actually, those pedal tractors are a couple of the few surviving items from the house fire we had back in 2005.
Oh, that's cool.
So, like, and the only reason that they survived, according to the fire department at least, is because they were in the garage,
yeah,
on a concrete floor, and when the roof started burning, they got covered in so much ash, and then when the roof came down,
It didn't hurt them.
They didn't burn. I mean, we pulled these things out of the fire with a couple paint chips.
That's outstanding.
It was outstanding. It was really cool. And we still have all three of them to this day. I have a John Deere. My next younger brother.
Old Bobby Cash.
Shut the fuck up.
Old Bobby Cash tried to do right by you.
Shut the fuck up. I have a John Deere. My next younger brother has a Case IH, a tricycle. And, yeah, a couple of those are calls.
Well, the other guy's looking at me funny.
The big guy?
Yeah, this guy.
If you want that guy.
Well, I can't talk to that guy today.
And then my youngest brother has a Massey Ferguson. So we all three have, like, that's, like, one of the, like, I have, like... A couple things from my grandpa that survived with me, but that's one of those things that, like...
That's awesome.
Yeah, that's really cool. Anyways, Nutcrackers.
Oh, yeah, no, I have a whole thing of Nutcrackers.
That's cool, though. I mean, it's cool that, like, you know, like, there's something that, like... Yeah. You know what I mean? Family thing.
And then I've also... I mean, obviously, it's stocking stuffers.
Yeah.
Just, like... Candy.
Candy, and, like, this, that, the other.
My wife got me some... I really like hot sauce and stuff.
Yeah.
My wife got me some hot sauce flavored chapstick, I guess. I don't know, it kind of freaks me out. She really bought it just because she was curious about it.
Okay.
And but it also comes with a little keychain holder. It looks like a bottle of hot sauce, so.
Oh, that's kind of cool. That's kind of cool.
So I got that. Yeah, just some stocking stuffer stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's a gift I'm missing, but I don't think so.
Well, I'm even trying to halfway run through my head, like. What all I got this year? I think I might. I think I'm forgetting.
Probably. Yeah, Mom and Dad got me a Nutcracker and some stocking stuffers. Mom and Dad got me some candy and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
They got me these little they're like sauce holders, like for like McDonald's like dipping sauce.
Oh,
or
yeah,
like
yeah.
Like Burger King, whatever.
Yeah.
Like dipping sauce. Mm-hmm. They clip under your vent in your car.
Oh yeah, I've seen those things. Those
yeah,
are cool.
I have some now.
You have some now?
Yeah.
Catch this guy driving and eating McNuggets.
Check it out.
That hot and mild on the fucking, or sweet and sour, or whatever the fuck.
I had sweet and sour with my adult Happy Meal today.
Did you?
Sure shit did.
Did I tell you what I did a couple weeks ago?
No.
At McDonald's. So I was really hungry. I had not ate all day. I think this was 3 weeks ago.
Okay.
It was a while ago. I think I told like a couple people about this, and I don't think I told anybody. Everybody's about to know. I pulled up to the McDonald's drive-thru, and I didn't know what I wanted. Normally, I buy, like fucking McNuggets, or, like...
What the fuck? Normally, I'm a couple people.
I don't know, actually, why I haven't told you this. Maybe I just forgot about it.
I don't know.
Anyways, there's this, like family deal from McDonald's you can get now.
Okay.
It's really, in retrospect, it's a lot of food. Like, you and I could eat it together and be real full by the end. I was like, I saw this fucker, and I was like, I'm going to try it. I'm going to try and conquer the fucking thing.
Did you conquer him?
No. I got really close, but I couldn't fucking do it. Okay.
Riddle me this.
Okay.
Is it as much food? Do you remember the $15 meal bundle?
Okay, so it is a meal bundle, but I don't think it's the $15 one.
Okay, but do you remember how much food is in that?
I think so.
Derek and I used to stop on the way to Career Center.
Okay.
And it was the cheapest thing for us to go to McDonald's
and
get the $15, $20, whatever it was, meal bundle. And we would fucking delete that thing.
I don't... So tell me if this is similar to what was in it. 4 McChickens.
Okay.
4 cheeseburgers.
Yep.
20 McNuggets.
Yeah.
And like 4...
Fries? I think that's...
Almost exactly what it
almost
was.
Almost... Item for item, the $15 meal bundle.
Yeah, it might be just a little bit different. And is it 20 McNuggets?
Maybe 10.
I remember there being maybe
2 6 pieces.
No, it was more than 6. I think there's 2 10 piece nuggets.
It might be. I don't know, dude. You know how long ago that was? That was like 8 9 years ago.
But I bought this thing, and I was like, I'm gonna conquer this fucker. I was like, I was legitimately like, I am so hungry, I am going to eat the entire thing. I ate all 4 McChickens. I ate 3 of the cheeseburgers.
See, here's where you fucked up.
What?
You didn't make McGangbangs.
I wasn't making McGangbangs.
Dude, are you kidding?
What?
15 out of 10.
I was trying to kill it straight.
McGangbangs, fuck.
I get that. But I was trying to kill it straight.
Okay. I'm listening.
I got through the McNuggets, and I had... all 4 of those fries, or whatever the fuck it is.
And a burger.
And a burger left, and I was... And, like, I drank... It comes with 2 drinks.
Yeah.
So, I drank all of 1 drink and had that left, and I was, like, tapped out.
That's not almost all of it. That's, like, half of it.
To me, that's almost all of it.
You still had 4 fries and a burger and a drink.
Yeah, ass. I know.
Not even close.
I could not eat that whole fucking thing. I think maybe if I had ate breakfast that day and my stomach was expanded a little bit, I could have ate it. But, like, I had not ate breakfast. I had not ate lunch. It was a Sunday. So, like, my stomach had shrank, like, sort of deal. I was like... Like, I got to the end of it and I was sitting there and I could feel my stomach, like... being huge.
Kill me!
I think when I was eating the McNuggets, I was like fighting to eat the McNuggets. I was like, ugh. You know that scene from Matilda where they keep feeding that kid chocolate cake? That was me. Fucking about ready to goddamn burst.
I gotta text my wife back. I'm getting some Culver's.
You're getting Culver's?
Yeah.
This fucking guy. I actually haven't had Culver's in a while. I should go eat that tonight. I haven't ate any. Well, other than those cashews and tamales, that's all.
Cashews fucking smack.
I know.
If you don't like cashews, don't talk to me. I'm not even gonna fucking front. Unless you're Scott. Scott, you can still talk to me.
Is that all you got for Christmas?
Mom and Dad really just got me stocking stuffers and a nutcracker. Lauren also got my wife got me a new New charger. I was asking for a new charger because my old one's pretty smoked.
Yeah, wore out.
Oh, yeah. She beat.
Beat, beat.
Yeah, got me that. I feel like there's something I'm missing. That was hot.
Oh, my God.
Oh, Mom got me a keychain.
Oh?
It says, don't do stupid shit. Love, Mom.
Do you have it on your keychain now?
No, it's still in my truck, man. But, like, instead of, like, S-H-I-T shit, it's, like, S-H and then, like, a poop emoji.
Oh, okay.
T.
I was going to say, like,
and then it just says heart, Mom.
That's pretty fucking funny.
My parents always give me something kind of dumb. Like, not dumb. Because I love
just,
those things.
Yeah, but
like, something
like,
off the wall.
Yeah, something goofy.
Like, one year they got me a cup that says, what did it say? Oh, no hablo fucktardo.
That's fucking funny. And I can totally see that being something your parents would be like, yeah, Dakota needs
Yeah, he needs that.
Just knowing your mom and Duffy.
Yeah, right?
And I can actually see either one of them holding it up and being like, this. I can not see either one of them, like, being, like, the
like
sole
objecting
reason.
To it. Yeah, yeah. No, it's a group effort.
Yeah, it's a group effort.
Look at this! Oh, yeah! He needs that!
I'm trying to think of anything I got for... Oh, I got, fuck.
Did you get beer?
I did. I did get beer. Which, fucking... Okay,
I didn't get any beer. Apparently my family doesn't like my decisions.
We'll get to the beer here in a second. But I got... I feel like I kind of have to go at this day by day. Just to, like, make it make sense. So I started with Dad's Christmas that day. Or that morning. Dad always gives me cash. Dad and I have, like, this same exchange every year where he hands me some amount of cash. I think it varies. I don't think it's the same amount every year. Either it is or I don't pay attention.
Sure.
Well,
you got to stickle him. You know, yeah. It's got to come up with inflation.
He hands me cash. In return, I give him a case of beer and a bottle of whatever liquor I haven't bought him yet that he likes, that I know he likes. So, like...
I thought Jimmy was just a beer man.
Oh, no, he likes... Every once in a while, he gets home from work, and he might have himself a couple, two, three shots of something, go about the rest of his day and have some beers before bed or something like that. That's the Jimmy move.
Oh, Jimmy.
You know, if he comes home, he's like, God damn, the fucking chop saw guy today or something like that.
Hey, yeah! We're going to fuck this bottle. Beam up! Oh, special guest?
Oh, it's my coworker. Hello?
Hey.
Yeah?
Are you still chop?
I am.
We're live on the air, buddy.
Yeah, well, you're live on the air.
Oh, my bad.
What's up?
Oh, I forgot my pager. I'm going to stop in.
Okay. All
right, bye.
Yeah, bye. Sorry.
Hit it hard from the yard, boys!
He must not have his keys on him or something like that to ask if I'm still here.
I don't know. I'm still surprised. I don't know how to break into this place.
I'm not going to explain that on the air.
No, I'm not asking you to!
Anyways, Dad and I did that exchange. We do that exchange every year. Or at least every year since I've turned 21. So for 3 years, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Before that, I think... I can't remember what I got him before that. Anyways... At the White Elephant Christmas party, so we draw numbers and go in an order.
Yeah,
and
you do
can
the
steal.
Thing,
yeah. Well, I got I got my cousin Drew's present.
Okay.
And it's, you know, animal theme, like we talked about earlier. Well, I grabbed it and I opened it up, and it's a wooden box with a sliding door on it. And I was like, there's something in the door. For backstory reference, we have this pink couch that me and two of my cousins sit on every time we open presents at family Christmas. It's been an ongoing thing for years and years and years and years and years. Like, for
no,
me,
I,
like,
there's certain Christmas traditions that are just what they are.
That's
you don't
just
fuck
what they
with
are.
Them.
You don't fuck with them. We always open Christmas presents on the pink couch. Anyways, I'm sitting on the one end of it, and my two cousins are next to me, and they're like leaning over my shoulder and each other's shoulders, looking at this thing. And I'm holding this box up, like even with my face, and I slide this door open, and this fucking arm with a spider comes out real fast, and all three of us go like back real fast. I wish somebody had a video of it because it was real funny. But I got a spider in a box for Christmas. Grandma and Grandpa always give you cash, whatever. Well,
it looks like you got a new pair of boots.
I did get a new pair of boots. I bought a new pair of boots Christmas Eve.
You bought them?
I bought them.
For yourself?
For myself.
What you wearing?
Red Wings. I don't know what model they
are. Hey, yo!
Dakota's excited I have Red Wings now.
You won't be disappointed.
We'll talk about boots another episode, but...
Other than the high tops, blow ass.
Well, I have to have them because, my ankles suck dick.
Mine do too, but I actually... My high tops... And just remember this if your ankles do start to hurt. Again, completely different tangent halfway across the globe. Remember when we did your other coworker's roof?
Uh-huh.
I wore my high tops that day. Because I was like, I'm going to be walking on a roof. I'm going to be using my ankles a lot.
Yeah.
My ankles hurt so fucking bad that night.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah, I've decided that high boots aren't...
Aren't for you?
No, I like these mid...
Like the mid where it comes just above the ankle or whatever?
Yeah, those are it.
It doesn't come up these don't go halfway up my shin like a pair of boots I used to have.
I think those ones are taller than the ones I got. Ah, they're pretty close.
Really?
Yeah. So if you find those uncomfortable, honestly, try the little bit shorter ones.
Which you guys can't see. I get it. But the heel on these boots is taller than I wanted.
That's tall shit.
It's tall. But I figured it's more boot for me to wear out anyway, so whatever.
The only other thing I recommend you do, because you do the same thing I do, are those steel or no?
Steel. This is the first pair of steel toe boots I've bought in probably about 3 years.
Well, they're going to be... Well, here. I got these ones 6 months ago. And that's the one I don't wear out as fast. Those aren't even steel.
Okay.
The steel wears out faster.
Does it?
Yeah, because there's less material.
Okay.
They make... Red Wing make... Again... Totally different planet right here real quick.
Yeah.
Red Wing makes this protectant stuff for the toes.
Oh, okay.
Try that.
Okay, I'll see if I can't find it. I got a...
If not, let me know. There's a store up in Elkhart that sells Red Wing and all that kind of... It's called the Working Person Store. There, we got those?
Yep.
Yeah, so they have it there.
Okay.
She's the one who actually told me about it. They're super helpful there.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she seemed really helpful.
But if you need it, or if you want it, let me know. I can go get it tomorrow or
something. Well, I got a fucking $50 Amazon gift card. Too from Christmas.
Oh yeah.
So if I can find it on there, send me a picture of it, and I'll fucking blah 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 blah.
Again,
blah.
Conversation would have happened without the phone.
Yeah, this would have happened regardless.
This is literally us catching up over the last 4 days.
Yeah, literally.
It's kind of dumb.
But fuck. Yeah, after that family Christmas was done, my girlfriend and I went on a date night and had a good date night or whatever.
Sweet.
I actually
What'd you do?
We went to dinner. We went to this Mexican restaurant she heard about that we wanted to try. The food was decent. It wasn't as good as the Mexican restaurant we had before that. But I was actually minorly disappointed in it because we sat down and had beers while we were there. She and I both had two beers apiece. And it was fucking $18 for four beers.
Yeah.
$4.50 a beer. I was actually really surprised at how expensive those beers were.
Another thing you guys have to take into account, I don't know, for the people that do listen, I don't know how it is where you guys are at, but we have Mexican restaurants out the fucking wazoo here.
Yeah, we do.
So it's not like, oh man, they're not not... There's some that are so amazing that other ones just don't even hold a candle to it. And none of them are necessarily shit.
Not necessarily shit.
But some are absolutely better than others.
Yes. Yes, and I agree.
I think about everyone up here has a favorite spot for tacos.
Yeah, we do.
And none of them are really, I don't even think our spot for tacos is.
No, it's not. Because right now, my favorite spot for tacos is, actually, honest to God, that place that my girlfriend and I tried before, this past one.
My favorite spot is a taco truck by the laundromat. By the liquor store.
Oh, yeah. That's my spot, dude. Yeah, those are good. I do like those. Those are good. I like these, which I'll find the name of that place. It's a fucking... When I told her, actually, on that date night, as we were headed to find it, or as we were headed to go somewhere, we didn't know where we were going.
Yeah.
But I was like,
I was like, find me a hole-in-the-wall Mexican restaurant we haven't ate at yet. And she did. And it was a hole-in-the-wall Mexican restaurant. And it was fucking good shit.
Pro tip. The sketchy ones are always the best.
The sketchy ones are fucking fantastic.
Just expanded.
I heard it too. Shit, so that was Saturday. Sunday. Am I stupid? Am I forgetting something? Oh, yeah. Sunday, woke up, did that, blah, blah, blah. Went to my girlfriend's family Christmas, where I got gifted a case of beer. We also did, like, a White Elephant gift basket deal.
Yeah.
Where you had a theme. You picked a theme for your gift basket, whatever. I walked out with my own basket, which was beer-themed. So, and then she got a liquor-themed one, where I acquired a bottle of Jim Beam Apple, which is now in the fridge.
You and I are going to have a night with that guy.
We probably are, and I don't know if it's going to end well. Hey, buddy!
Hey!
Brief break there. Nate was just here, the coworker.
Nate was here. Yeah, the coworker.
Said hey to Nate and talked about bullshit and whatever, yada, yada, yada. Hope his girlfriend likes her new gift that he bought her.
We're locked in at $2,500.
I don't want to pay that for that truck.
$1,250.
I don't know.
Come on.
We'll talk about
it. It's gonna be hard to lose.
We're gonna talk about it. Anyways. Fucking. What were you? Stop burning the table. Stop burning the table.
Fuck this guy.
Stop. It's not gonna catch fire.
I hope, dude. I wish it would. Give me a can of brake clean.
Stop it. Fuck off. Where did I leave off at? Oh! Jim Beam.
Is that where we left off?
Yeah, with the original plot line to this fucking episode. Yeah, I got a case of beer, that, the other, yada, 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 yada. Oh, my girlfriend bought me, you might think this is cool. I actually haven't showed you these because they haven't left my truck yet. Actually, the only one is hanging in my truck.
Okay.
My girlfriend bought me custom air fresheners for Christmas.
I thought your truck smelled different.
It did, because there's a custom air freshener in it that I put liquid on and stuff like that, and it hangs on my fucking rear view and stuff like that. She bought me 3
okay.
custom air fresheners that have the wild goose on it, like the smoking goose. I take one of those guys. She bought me 3 air fresheners that have the smoking goose on it.
Okay.
And then she designed another air freshener, like a PDF file.
Okay.
Of my red brick nose with this blonde girl hanging out of like the fucking driver's side. And you can see her ass and everything. And she has like a smoking goose hat on.
Okay.
And it says, doing custom repair and pulling your old lady's hair off.
Sold.
On it. Right? Isn't that the coolest fucking thing on the face of this planet? And she gave me these droplet things, and you just drop some scent on it, and you hang it up, and it smells like fucking... Right now, it's like eucalyptus mint or something
like
that.
Is there one in a lane?
There's not one in a lane.
Ass.
We can put one in a lane. I haven't hung up a smoking goose yet. We should put a smoking goose in a lane.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I thought that was, like, that is, like, one of the top...
No, that's super cool.
Yeah, that's like one of the most, like, at least top 3 most unique Christmas gifts I've ever, like, received.
Oh, yeah.
And that's just, like, because I'm, like, it might be the most unique Christmas gift I've ever received. Because I think, other than that, people have just, like, bought me shit. I don't think anybody's ever made me anything or bought me something totally custom for Christmas.
No, that's super cool.
Yeah, it was really cool. I was really impressed with it. My sister bought me a sweatshirt.
Okay.
From, there's this, you know that, you keep seeing ads for it on TikTok, these guys that make these custom, like, diesel mechanics have bigger tools, this, that, the other,
yeah,
like,
some, yeah.
Stripping for a living for the electricians and stuff like that. She bought me one of those sweatshirts that says work to death, and it has the Grim Reaper on it and stuff like that. I asked for 3 things for Christmas from my family this year.
Okay.
Because they told me I had to give them a list this year, so I gave them a list. I said, underwear,
socks, and metric crow's feet. Because I actually legit don't own a set of metric crow's feet yet.
I don't own a set of crow's feet at all.
Really?
Yeah. That is something I've been meaning to.
I own them in standard just because there's some hoses on trucks and stuff like that. Makes them easier. But I actually did not receive any underwear or socks this year. This is the first year in years that I have not received underwear or socks.
That's depressing.
It kind of was. I was like,
you're still just, now you just got holes in the balls and the holes in the socks.
Yeah, I know,
and shit,
man.
And...
you know, it's just a couple strings holding my nuts up right now in my underwear. It's like, come on.
I feel like a damn stripper.
I know. I think I fucking got a G-string up my fucking nutsack.
Shit sucks, man.
But fucking, I haven't had, like, you know, how I, like, Saturday had my big Miller family Christmas.
Yeah.
We haven't had the big, my mom's side family Christmas yet.
Okay.
That's this Saturday.
Oh.
But I opened up my gift from my, my mom and dad, or my mom and my stepdad, I guess.
Yeah.
And it was metric crow's feet.
Okay.
But the only people I told I wanted metric crow's feet to was grandma and grandpa. And the metric crow's feet I got were, like, big ones from, like, 25 millimeters up to, like, 32.
Oh, that's awesome.
Oh, they were big fuckers. So I'm wondering if I don't show up this Saturday to the big family
the
Christmas
other set.
And get the other side of the set. You know what I mean?
That'd be so cool.
Wouldn't it? Like, and my crow's feet only right now go up to, like, an inch. 32 millimeters is fucking huge for crow's feet.
It's
kind of fucking big. For crow's feet, at least in the applications that we work in, and they're half inch drive too.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they're half inch drive crow's feet. They're big fuckers.
Wow.
Yeah, these fuckers aren't messing around. Like, they're fucking big fuckers. Which I really don't care what the drive is, as long as I can fit it in.
Oh yeah, no, I'm not.
Yeah, I know you and I aren't.
I'm not throwing any shade.
That, yeah. Hmm. Oh my god. One of these days, I'm going to quit smoking.
Oh, have we reached the point where we're both starting to get into our feelies?
No. It's just I keep, like I smoke every day, and I'm like, one day I'm going to quit doing this. Actually, do you remember the drawing line of me smoking?
Yeah.
What is it?
You're going to have a kid.
Yeah. If I legitimately look at somebody one day and I say that I am, like, actually, like, done, like, I'm not buying another fucking pack, like, I'm throwing the pack I have away,
yeah.
It's because I'm having a fucking child. Like, I'm not... I will... Yeah. I'm glad you remember that.
I'll hold you to it.
That's been...
Don't you worry.
Yeah, I know you'll hold me to it, but that's always been, like, my defining line, like... Which my dad's been 24 years now.
Yeah.
Quit smoking 24 years ago. You know why my dad quit smoking 24 years ago?
Because he had a kid.
Because he had a kid. He had me.
He had some dumb bastard that kept smoking for him.
Yeah, exactly. I turned 16 years old and I was like, God, I need a cigarette.
Nobody said anything about quitting the Zins.
No, and I think that's one thing, like, I think I'm, I don't know, I say this, but, like, it's probably not, you know, inherently true. I think I've been in nicotine so deep for so long, I feel like I always need it. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I mean.
But, like, I don't know. Like, I would pick up chewing again to quit. Like, I would pick up chewing. I don't think I would chew at the rate that I smoke.
Yeah.
I don't think a chance in hell. Or, like, do Zins the entire time or whatever. My main thing with, like... oral tobacco,
yeah,
if you will, or oral nicotine, is like, if I'm not drinking something, I feel like I have to spit. Mm-hmm. The Zins, like, and I, like, for me to get, like the nicotine, like, fulfillment that I need out of Zins, I have to put 2 sixes in.
Mm-hmm.
At a time. And gutting 2 sixes...
It's rough.
Like... And the thing that, I don't know why they do it to you, but, like, if I'm gutting 2 sixes, mm-hmm. I get the hiccups. Something fierce. I don't mind my throat burning at all.
Sure.
But I start gutting 2 6-milligram Zins, I start hiccuping. pisses me off. And I take them out. It doesn't even last me 5 minutes of me gutting these things. Like, so if I'm like, if I have Zins, like a lot of time when I do use Zins, I'm either somewhere I can spit or I'm somewhere drinking something, whatever.
Yeah.
And so it goes down easier. On a bar rail, you know, sipping on a Coke, this side or the other. And same thing goes with chew. And I don't like working in spit.
No, fuck that.
I hate doing that. I did it one time and I wasn't ever going to do it again.
No, it's, nope.
It sucks. The second I got chew spit in my hair.
Yeah, it's over.
Because I was on the ground. I was like, nope.
Or you put your arm in it.
Or you put your arm in it. Yeah. I had a buddy that I worked with for a while, and he would spit chew. Like, he was kind of nice about it. Like, what he would do is he would only spit underneath the car or underneath the truck.
Yeah.
Like, he would direct it over there. So you weren't walking through it, through the pathways and stuff like that. But, like, when you would go help him with something, like, if you needed, like, a second set of hands.
Yeah, you were in it.
You were in it.
Yep.
Yeah, and I'm like, I fucking hate this crap. I'm like, dude, like, you know, if whatever. But that's, like, my big thing with, like, oral nicotine is, like, I feel like I have to spit. Like, not that I don't have an iron stomach. I can gut Copenhagen straight. But it's not fantastic.
Didn't you say there's something you actually wanted to talk about today?
What I actually wanted to talk about was, like, a Christmas recap. We've just managed to turn a Christmas recap into
a shenanigan.
A shenanigan. Oh. Which is fine. For every time we get on the air, it's a fucking shenanigan.
It is that.
I still think the most by the seat of my pants episode we've done was that episode we recorded in my boss's garage 2 weeks ago.
I feel like this is worse.
Well, this is, the only reason this isn't worse to me is because I had something I did want to talk about.
Sure.
And I did want to talk about that week that we talked about Elaine, which, for those that don't know, it's been dubbed Elaine now. That 2 weeks ago we talked about that Chevy. We've dubbed her Elaine. Oh, we didn't mention why we've dubbed her Elaine.
We didn't. I've told a couple people, but no, the people on the podcast don't know.
Yeah, the people on the podcast don't know. So I had, almost everybody knows about it. Some people may not. I grew up with a 94 Chevy. That's what I drove in high school. Yeah. Two-wheel drive unit. C1500 single cap long bed. When I switched over to bucket seats in that truck, I kept the bench.
Yep.
And just kept it in the basement for fucking ever. Well, the seat in Elaine was tore up.
Yeah, it wasn't great.
This
Elaine is a WT package.
Yeah, Elaine is a WT package. It's a work truck. Work truck package. This thing doesn't even have a radio in it right now. We need to put a radio in that thing eventually. Yeah. Like, something serious. I can't drive a truck without a radio.
Oh, I think there's one, I think there's one up at Colt.
Is there?
Yeah.
Let's take a look at it. Anyways, I was cleaning the interior of this truck up because my girlfriend was going to drive it and whatever.
Yep.
And I took the seat out because the seat's tore up and I have the spare seat, so why not swap the seat in?
Yeah.
So we take the seat out of this truck and, you know, there's all kinds
of... And it's WT. It's vinyl floor.
It's rubber vinyl floor, whatever. Yeah.
So, you know, we scrub the floor and everything.
Yeah. Well, we take the seat out.
Yep.
And there's, like... Like, where the transmission hump is in this pickup, like, dead center in the middle.
Yeah, like a pocket-sized photo.
Yeah, like a pocket, yeah, like a wallet photo.
Yeah, like, yeah.
It's a wallet,
that's what I meant to say, was like a wallet.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's this picture of this young girl, I don't even know.
Yeah, well, I would deem it, like, 70s?
Yeah, it's...
Maybe 80s?
Something like that. It was an old picture.
Mm-hmm.
And I picked it up, and I was like, this is kind of cool. I flipped it over, and it said, Elaine.
Said Elaine 10 on the back of it.
Said Elaine 10, which we're guessing is age 10.
I'd say, yeah.
Because it was a young girl. And we were like, that's it.
Truck's named Elaine.
So we took it and we hung it in the fucking rear view.
We put the picture in the rearview mirror.
Yeah.
And now Elaine lives in Elaine.
Yeah, now Elaine lives in Elaine. That was like one of the best ways to ever name a truck. Oh, it was so perfect. Which actually, that truck and my 94 are the two trucks I've ever named. Like, I've never named anything else. Like, I've always called the red brick the brick nose, the brick truck.
Yeah.
This, that, and the other. The 94 truck was Prudence.
Oh, I remember Prude, yep.
Yeah, we named her Prudence. Me and my next younger brother named her Prudence because at the time when we were, like, 14 and I got the truck, we were looking at this thing, and for whatever reason, we thought the paint job was ugly on the thing. And we were like, we need to give this truck an ugly name. Like, an
Prudence.
Ugly, an ugly name for an ugly truck. And we thought Prudence was a perfect... perfectly ugly name for that. So it was always Prudy.
The truck was Old Prudy.
Old Prudy. We called her Prudy for fucking ever. Which that truck's gone now, and we'll tell a story about that thing later. We should actually do an episode where I run through the fucking history of that truck and everything it's ever been through.
About make an episode out of it.
Oh my god. I literally guarantee if we printed off a picture of that truck and you just set it in front of me,
mm-hmm.
I could talk about that truck for an hour and a half and every detail about it.
Oh, I know you could.
Oh my god. That truck and I. But regardless, another episode of Wrench Jockey Radio. Hope you enjoyed coming to hell.
Yeah, if you want to call it an episode, it's just it's the last 4 days of us not talking to each other.
Yeah, that's pretty much what this has been. Anyways, where can they find you, Dakota?
Instagram, dhickok_5.9.
Mm-hmm.
You can find me on the TikTok at Hickok Diesel.
Mm-hmm.
Hickok is spelled H-I-C-K. Okay.
I was scrolling through fucking fucking movies yesterday with my girlfriend. We were trying to figure out what to watch. There's a movie called Hickok.
Yeah, pretty good movie.
Is it? You've seen it?
Yeah, yeah, I know. Okay. I've been there, done that.
I didn't see it pretty until yesterday. Okay.
I think, what the fuck, I thought,
Was it about Wild Bill?
Yeah.
Okay.
No, I think, Trace Adkins is in it.
Is he really?
I think it's Trace Adkins.
Some country music singer or something?
I think so. I'm almost, yeah.
Okay.
It's a pretty good watch.
Mm-hmm. Anyways, I just wanted to say that because I thought that
was
right
a few years ago that came out, and I was like,
watching that. You can find me on TikTok or Instagram at wildgoose_repair, or anywhere, you know, really. I mean, TikTok and Instagram are the only places I have an official blah, blah, blah,
pretty
blah,
much.
Blah. I need to dip into Facebook sometime.
You can also find us on the account where we need to post more.
We do need to post more on that.
The Wrench Jockey Radio account.
I need to post on that like probably two more times this week or something like that.
So, we need to get it rolling.
Yeah, we do. Yep, Wrench Jockey Radio on Instagram, all one word. But until next time,
bye-bye.